through history at a graduate program of ecology at UTK. As the department celebrates its 18th year, one obvious question is how has the study of ecology changed over the years? Dr. Henry Freeburg, professor of plant and soil sciences, says many advancements have been made in their research because of the addition of two new tools. The first is statistics, and the second is something he calls that horrid black box, which we know is a computer.
It became possible to better quantify the relationships among organisms and their environment, taken as a whole, so that where 30, 40 years ago, it was an outstanding achievement for someone to develop a multiple regression model with three or four independent variables, like I did for my PhD dissertation. It only took me 3 months to calculate 12 models. Now we can do this, of course, in a matter of seconds with maybe just a few hours of preparation, and not with three or four independent variables, but dozens or hundreds. And so this enables us to better quantify some of the relationships that we can measure and get some idea perhaps about the ones that are important and maybe some idea about those that we should have measured and didn't.
At the same time, Freeburg says he'd like to see even more emphasis on teaching quantitative research skills.
We are not doing as well as we might on this campus, because computer scientists are interested in the science of computers, and you know, I respect their interest, but that doesn't help advanced students learn the intricacies of how to use the machines to get a job done. As I've often said to some people in my work dealing with forage plants and livestock, there are many tools which I use. I use pencil and paper. I use a mainframe computer. I use a microcomputer. I use a manure fork. And they're all tools for my trade. Now, I don't necessarily use them all at the same time, but they're all tools to get the job done.
Freeburg says one of the advantages of the interdisciplinary program at the Ecology Department has been its ability to draw in talented people from different fields.
I think the program has made tremendous strides in being able to gather unto itself and have many people associate themselves with the program from different groups and agencies, particularly, of course, coming to mind the people in the entire Oak Ridge complex, people in the Park Service, and I believe also a few of the people with TVA have been involved with the program. I know also that there's an active participation in the Department of Forestry, Wildlife and Fisheries with many of their students actually getting degrees in ecology.
Freeburg says he'd like to see the interdisciplinary concept of the program expanded even further, a move he says would help answer some of the questions remaining in his field of plant and soil sciences.
We are really not very knowledgeable yet about the entire cycle of what happens to nutrients and to energy as they go from the soil or the sun into plants and then into the grazing animals and into humans and what is returned to the soil. And the whole cycle for some of these things is really not well known. Well, it seems to me that we could help our knowledge, and as well as finding out what happens in the wild, by studying these things in a situation where we can control to some extent, let's say where the animal can range, and then use techniques like this perhaps for other organisms where it's important and you don't control where they come and go.
Freeburg says a further emphasis on interdisciplinary study would also allow researchers in his field to share their knowledge while benefiting from the varied research approaches of other fields.
Certainly the 7% of the land area of the world which is devoted to producing the food and fiber that 4 billion people live on is worthy of some attention by ecologists, as well as the other land where food and feed and fiber cannot be grown because the land is too rough or too cold or too hot or too dry or whatever. And we need the talents of people with different perspectives to study these areas.
Dr. Henry Freeburg, Professor of Plant and Soil Sciences and a member of the Graduate Program of Ecology at UTK. I'm Pam Doyle. The history of the Graduate Program of Ecology at UTK. As the department celebrates its 18th year, one obvious question is how has the study of ecology changed over the years? Dr. Henry Freeburg, Professor of Plant and Soil Sciences, says many advancements have been made in their research because of the addition of two new tools. The first is statistics, and the second is something he calls that horrid black box, which we know is a computer.
It became possible to...